conflict brings negative thoughts into my life. It doesn't resolve issues. Instead, it polarizes and inflames them. It makes my life worse and steals my joy as I fight battles that should never be fought. Conflict is one of the plausible self-deceptions of life. I think fighting will make my life better, but when the battle is over, my life is worse. Conflict leaves a trail of destruction, and I lose more than I gain. When I add up the benefits of fighting with other people, the sum is always zero. I am my own worst enemy when I take the path of conflict. It doesn't matter if the conflict is personal or on a global scale. The result is the same. Conflict is the road to exhaustion and a mind full of negative thoughts. My life is only a flicker, and it's too short to be filled with conflict and consumed with negative thoughts. Since these two culprits usually travel hand in hand, I banish them both from my mind. I refuse to give them any of my precious time. Although I don't believe in reincarnation, if I ever come back for another life, I would like to do it as an eagle. Come to think of it, I don't need to be reincarnated to fly like an eagle. The Bible says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings and fly like an eagle." If I put my trust in God and live the dream that He placed in my heart, I will spread my wings and fly. I will go farther and fly higher than I could ever do on my own. There is no limit to how good my life can become when I soar on the updrafts of God's love. With God's help, I will fly like an eagle. I love this picture of a butterfly reaching for his dreams. From his perch, he leans forward as far as he can, and he extends his proboscis to its very limits to suck the nectar of life. This butterfly is going for it. Butterflies are programmed to reach for their dreams. Their tiny brain is on autopilot, and they don't have any choice. Their brain is locked into the nectar of life. Although my brain is a trillion times larger and more complex than that of the butterfly, I am not on autopilot. God gave me the power of choice, and if I ever live my dreams, it will be because I chose to do it. He gave me the ability to decide my own destiny and to choose my own dreams. God even went one step further. He has a dream for my life that is better than anything I can imagine. He has a plan that's custom designed just for me, and if I run with His plan, I will have an awesome adventure. I'm not restricting myself to my own limited dreams. I am reaching for God's dream for my life, and I can hardly wait to see what happens.